All right, time now for trivia on WCHL, and you know it's time to ask you a trivia question, and in addition to our regular prize today, we have an Aflac duck.
Aflac.
We have, yeah, we have a whole bunch of those.
Well, Aflac, aren't they kind of helping us out a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Aflac has decided, folks, to kind of underwrite, sponsor
like
us a little bit.
Sponsoring our trivia question.
Thanks, Aflac.
It's kind of cool.
Aflac.
That's my favorite. We brought in Gilbert Gottfried to
Yeah. Hey, good luck to the Heels who are traveling up to Blacksburg. Virginia Tech again.
Oh, boy. Frank Beamer's last game.
Take care of business, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Golly, Pete, what a fantastic season.
Do what you need to do,
guys.
We're
in the process of, you know, a wonderful, remarkable season. Golly, Pete, take care of business.
We're so much better than Virginia Tech. Let's just go up there
and that's the key. This team has to be such that not only does it win the games that are question marks, but you take care of business and you win the games that you should.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be emotional up there with Frank Beamer. Beamer's last home game and everything. I mean, you know, he's a legend of a coach. But, you know, he's stepping down after a long, long time at the helm. And, you know, so a lot of people are going to be really riding that emotion thing.
Yep.
You know, so.
Well, you got to weather that and
tough atmosphere.
Let things take care of themselves on the field.
That's right. So, Blacksburg, that's where it happens.
Yeah, Blacksburg's a nice time. Yeah. A nice time. It's a nice time. Nice, pretty place to play football as well, too. Pretty up there.
I've never been there, but.
It's not a bad place. It's a pretty drive.
Yeah.
Yep. Just go right up. For me, I just go right up 86, get on 58, go west, take Highway 8, which is kind of snaky, curvy over the mountains, and come into Blacksburg right there. It's a pretty drive.
Pretty campus, I guess.
Yeah, go by past Floyd, go through the Blue Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. But, you know, you're speaking of Coach Beamer and being a sports legend, so that's a perfect tie-in for the question today.
Oh, good.
We're doing Sports Century.
I didn't even know what you were doing.
Sports Century.
Okay.
Back in the early part of this millennium, I was involved with Sports Century at ESPN.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going back to those days to come up with a question for today.
A lot of people don't even know that you've written a bunch of stuff that's been on ESPN where your voice was not there, but your words were there.
Well, thank you for the kind little remark.
He's quite an eloquent guy.
Yeah, you're kind.
Yeah.
All right, when ESPN counted down the top 100 North American athletes of the last century, one of the 100 was not a human. Name the 35th greatest athlete, which was, of course, an animal with four legs.
Okay. Oh, well, I know what kind of animal it was. I'm just trying to remember the name.
100 top greatest athletes of North America for the last century, the 20th century. We're asking for the one in ESPN's countdown that was not a human being. Number 35, and may have been my favorite story that we worked on because it's just a fantastic, fantastic story, fantastic facts and what have you.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together, the inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Freddie Kiger asking a really good question today.
You're kind. Thank you.
Repeat the question, if you would.
ESPN had a top 100 greatest athletes countdown back in the early part of this particular millennium.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, one of those of the 100 was not a human being, a four-legged animal. Number 35, we're wanting to know who was that animal that cracked the top 100.
And the animal, of course, was a horse.
Yes.
And that,
a horse of a horse. That, of course, of course.
It was not Mr. Ed.
No, it was not.
But it was Secretariat.
Wilbur.
It was indeed
Secretariat. The chestnut stallion won the Triple Crown in 1973.
The chestnut mare.
Won $1,316,808 in its career.
Wow.
And during its autopsy, for insurance reasons, it was found that Secretariat's heart was twice the size of a normal horse's heart.
Wow.
I mean, that heart was an engine.
Wow.
That's why Secretariat absolutely blew away competition in the in the Triple Crown back in 1973. And when the animal was buried, it was given the ultimate honor. Uh-huh. I didn't realize this either.
Right.
It was buried whole.
Really?
Yep. Secretariat, what an... we all knew this was a horse that had heart.
Yeah.
And then the autopsy reveals exactly what we thought. My goodness.
Whoa.
Like a 21, 22-ounce heart with just an absolute engine. Wow.
It's a very special horse, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Yeah.
Listen, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I know that story is kind of near and dear to your heart since you spent a lot of time on it.
Well, it was. I mean, that was just great stuff. You know, every time we turned the page, we found some new angles for some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope our Tar Heels go up to Blacksburg with a lot of heart as well. And, hey, guys, take care of business up there.
That's right.
Come back with a W.